The first video of his that really woke me up was the video he did on the World Station protests in Seattle.
Yeah.
When he showed that there was these groups of masked men who dressed in military uniforms with military issue shoes. And they all ran around in this peaceful protest for the World Trade Organization and started smashing things and lighting things on fire and creating chaos, which allowed the police to then move in. Then these people all holed up in one house. They negotiated with the police and they were all released.
While the labor march was large and peaceful, it was the unexpected violence that captured most of the media attention.
Innocent bystanders walking along the sidewalk are getting tear gassed. And while the governor made assurances this morning things are back to normal, they're definitely not.
The state of emergency was just an hour old.
The state of emergency that they've been training for so long to deal with. Who was behind it? What caused it in Seattle? In December of 1999, the World Trade Organization meeting, the riots, the supposed riots in the military and police working together to keep the public safe from all that evil rabble. In recent years, the WTO, since its inception, has come across incredible opposition worldwide because of its obvious authoritarian implications. That's a hard thing to deal with when you've got highly motivated people that have real complaints and valid issues. How do you deal with it? Well, you simply call in your friends.
Nobody was directly confronting the police. No one laid hands on anybody. Nobody touched property. And they were arrested anyway solely because the WTO comes to town. China and other foreign governments wander in here. And now they're gassing everybody. What did you see here? Did you see any violence?
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended at 4th and Spring.
Any part of an organized protest today?
I'm not telling you again. You're going to lose the vote again.
Not only could you not say what's on your mind, you couldn't wear it.
What? Give me that. Give me that.
Yeah. Sir, let's not get into a big scuffle over here. Okay.
This man had an anti-WTO sticker on his backpack.
He took it off my...
There are no protests down here.
No protests.
You saw what happened yesterday to your city. We're not going to let it happen again, okay?
Not allowed to have a sticker.
Not here.
The left coast communists posing as anarchists under Delta Force direction.
Broke windows at the Gap. They're smashing windows at McDonald's. They're dumping over garbage cans.
What's wrong with this picture? If the police are supposedly there to protect the public and property, then why? Why did state police, Seattle police, as well as the feds, stand back and allow the anarchists in mass to run around and throw bottles at police, cones, rocks, you name it, and assault private property as well as members of the general public? You see, the anarchists were actually given their own operations base.
7 days after they commandeered this downtown building, anarchists walked away without a word from police.
It feels to me like we won.
The building is owned by the Low Income Housing Institute, a private nonprofit that is in large part funded by the city and is now working with the city to house the anarchists.
All started by 30 to 40 anarchists running around, burning and beating and smashing and stealing. And the police, like dogs at the end of a chain, a Rottweiler you've been slapping, suddenly had their leashes released, and with wanton abandon, they rampaged out in a berserk fashion and attacked old ladies, store owners, you name it. And then they got to ship everybody to the FEMA center. That's right. FEMA was helping during this learning process for everyone.
We've seen 400 people arrested. The facility at Sandpoint, we're told, is full. We're told they did not create another one at Boeing Field.
So why didn't the police department arrest the anarchists when they moved out of that building? Well, that's a question a lot of people are asking, especially since the West Precinct is just down the block. We asked the police department this weekend. We asked them again today. They still haven't returned our call with an answer.
It's a staged, managed operation. These same anarchists have been used in Washington, D.C. to create a state of emergency. For a day, they allow them to spray paint pig on police cars and attack officers. And then the police are released once they're at fever pitch. They are useful tools to neutralize the general population's ability to engage in political protest.
InfoWars.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Chugging, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking, like the doodah man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep trucking on.
What are these? What are these, you ask? These are the vaccine inserts that... And this is for the young parents out there that are watching this show. Look at that. Look, this isn't the plans to the Death Star. This is what they want to inject into your children. Okay. Oh, and I actually have some parts highlighted. This is for the pneumococcal 7-valent conjunction vaccine, prepped by Prevnar. Oh, since this product is a suspension containing an aluminum adjuvant, shake vigorously prior to use. That's just one of the pieces I have highlighted. Oh, Prevnar has not been evaluated for any carcinogenic or mutagenic potential or impairment of fertility. So inject it into your kids. All right, that's just one. Let's see what this one is. This is Verivax, the Varicella virus live vaccine. Also, it's a little smaller. Not as many, but here's some of the side effects: anaphylaxis, hemic or lymphatic system. You get thrombocytopenia. I can't even pronounce these things that this vaccine could give you. Encephalitis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, Bell's palsy, non-febrile seizures, meningitis, dizziness, paresthesia, pneumonia. Steven Johnson syndrome. Wow. Where do I roll up my sleeve? Ray syndrome, herpes zoster. 18.8 cases per 100,000 persons are going to get herpes zoster virus from taking this. This is the Varicella virus vaccine. This is one probably introduced in the 90s when they basically just started going in overdrive. And, you know, it's why some of you millennials are really messed up. Because half your brains have been eaten. Because your parents, trusting the science, took you and got you things like this. Also, it's not been checked for... Oh, here's a good one on pregnancy. Animal reproduction studies have not been conducted with Verivax. It is not known whether it can cause fetal hormone administered to pregnant women. You know, they didn't even test that with the COVID vaccine, and they were still injecting it into people. Oh, Verivax has not been evaluated for carcinogenic or mutagenic potential or impairment of fertility. There it is. Sorry, I have to put these close. I'm not wearing my close-up glasses. But, oh, where's the hepatitis B one? Is this? Oh, here it is. The Recombivax. HB, hepatitis B vaccine. So, kids, how do we get hepatitis B? I don't have anything highlighted in this one. It's got all the information, though, about nursing mothers. It is not known whether the vaccine is excreted in human milk. Because many drugs are excreted in human milk, caution should be exercised. It's well tolerated. They list the adverse reactions. You can read this all, but you have to go get these. And you have to demand these. But what will happen is the doctors don't want to give these out anymore. So they'll go, well, I'm firing you as a patient. That's what they'll say. They're going to fire you as a patient. And then you got to go, and then, oh, where am I going to go for my well baby visit? Well, here's the little secret, new parents. The well baby visits are just a spot. It's just a time for the doctor to get close enough to inject your baby with a vaccine. And you can look at the schedule that they give you now and go back and look at the schedule they gave kids in the 80s and then in the 70s. And then look where it changed in the 90s. And even in the 90s, they weren't getting as many as they're getting now. So, all right, we got Bart in Georgia, Chad in Minnesota, Karen in California, Sean in Rhode Island, the mailman, who I believe takes methylene blue, copious amounts of methylene blue from what I remember, Jay in FEMA Region 10, Lester in West Virginia, and Don in Oklahoma. Oh, you know what? And Don, we're going to go to Don first because we're just talking about vaccines. And Don thinks Trump is a traitor for the way he is talking about the vax. Don, you're on the air. Go.
Howdy, Rob. You're great. I take a lot of your products, the methylene blue and that stuff. But anyway, the reason why I called was, I'm sure you and others have heard of Michael Yon, Y-O-N.
Oh, yeah. We've had him on the show.
But anyway, like he says about Trump, that he's just a straight-up traitor. He could be just a coward, but he's a traitor because he's still promoting this damn CV-19 shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's already killed over 30 million people. I mean, you got to kill, looking at the insurance actuaries. And this guy's a total chameleon. And a lot of people, I like that. He did this. Yeah, I like that. But I can't get away from the freaking genocide of U.S. Americans, and the males and stuff. Why don't they give that crap to Somalis and all these other third world places? No, got to do it to our little kids. But anyway.
Well, they did. They did give it to every. They sent it out all over the world. It's funny, though. A lot of the African nations were the people standing up to it. Like, I think there was the one African leader that took a papaya and it had COVID, and then he took a goat and it had COVID. He was showing that the tests don't work, the PCR tests. You could find COVID in anything, essentially.
Rob, do you know of any modern vaccine that actually shows a net positive benefit over just not taking it at all? I don't see a one.
No, and you know how they measure whether it has a benefit, Don? They go, they look at, after you, they give the baby the shot, then they measure, they take some blood, and they go, oh, the baby's having an immune response.
Yeah. I could hit him with a ball-peen hammer.
Exactly. Yeah, if you hit my hand with a ball-peen hammer, I'll have a reaction. That's how it works, yeah. So we're going to inject the baby with aluminum. Survival. I read the first one, and the first thing I read is, oh, it's got aluminum in it. You got to shake it up good. Well, where in modern biology does it say injecting aluminum into humans is good for them? Where is that? Is that written anywhere, Don? Can you show me the book?
Yeah, no. I've seen these. I looked at these, some of these when I filmed the local school reports on, we've only got less than a third of the kids in eighth grade that are proficient to the grade level.
Yeah.
And I mean, you look back early 1900s, there's a couple of them out there, reports, and it's like, wow, they were way sharper.
The eighth grade tests that they gave kids in the 50s, you look at that, this is to get out of the eighth grade, and here's a test. I'm looking at that going, hell, I don't even know half this stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
But no, I was lucky, the old primitive school I went to.
Yeah.
It, looking back, it was pretty good compared to the crap they got now.
In my day, they actually taught us how to read.
Yeah, we got to raise your taxes because look how stupid these little kids are now.
We have to create a giant bureaucracy that lives in D.C. that creates a giant cadre, literally in the minds of Moria, filled with administrators that don't do anything about teaching your kids, but they all have six-figure salaries, Don. What's your problem? You're not into that?
We gotta retire out of here pretty good. We gotta,
and we get full retirement, bro. Look, we're not just stealing your SNAP benefits. We're creating palatial, all for the rest of our lives. We get paid money, and it just keeps adding and adding up. And there's no like nobody going, hey, wait a minute. How are we going to keep paying for all these people? Well, you know, they came up with a solution. They said, we're going to kill a lot of old people so we can stop paying their pensions.
They already did probably two-thirds. It's like, they're not going to die all of a sudden. It's kind of a gradual deal. So we don't have to worry about all that Social Security, Medicare stuff. But we just promise them all those benefits and that they're never going to see. And
we're helping, you know, by killing. That's how we're helping.
Yeah, we're going to bring in a bunch of Somalis and kill all the white kids.
Well, in Minnesota, it's definitely happening. It's definitely happening. And what's interesting is you could tell a Somali. You look at a Somali, you're like, that's a Somali. And I don't have any ill will towards the Somalis. I'm sure they're all nice people. They just like to steal.
Well, look at the Pakistanis and those all the inbreeding.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens when that happens. Like IQs in the 50s. I don't know.
It's anyway, it's race talk crazy. With Don from Oklahoma. I mean, yeah, I agree. The Pakistanis, they inbreed. The Indians only. What's interesting is the Indians are only like in it for one section of India. That's the only section where 90% of the H-1B visas come from. Like this one section. And it's like all their cousins and uncles and brothers and extended families. They're just like, hey, man, we found a tunnel into the United States. Come on, let's go. We're going to make a lot of money.
You know, I looked at this. I heard you talking about this vaccine stuff. I just spent over 3 hours or something looking at the banking system. And it's like my mind just like, drive me crazy looking at this stuff. It's like, wow, I don't know that bank I'm in is safe.
It's funny. Bankers, lawyers, and doctors are literally destroying society. We've allowed these people to have so much power. They're destroying everything that's basic and normal. Because the bankers and the lawyers get together and they buy up all the good farmland and start growing seed oil crops. And creating these, you know, disgusting food combinations. And they go, what? It's legal. We made it legal.
Topic, Rob. I'm seeing people here in Oklahoma. It's just prairie. Cows, you got cattle and hay. And I've seen prairie fires. It blows through here about, I've seen them up close. It's like about a third of a mile. In about 10 or 15 seconds, there's no way to outrun it.
Yeah.
But you got them doing I seen the other day, another experiment with on ticks, gain of function, and yet we already have that white star tick that's infected with some sort of syphilis disease that makes people allergic to meat.
Yeah, right. The alpha gal. Now, Don, don't be anti-Texan. It's the Lone Star tick. Let's give credit where credit is due. It is the Lone Star tick. I know you guys up in Oklahoma don't appreciate what we contribute.
Oh, we got these colleges, these agricultural colleges are like out of Stillwater, and it's like they got to do something. So they experiment on what would happen if, and now you got people that can't eat meat. So what happens to the prairie? When you get, they got rid of the buffalo, now they get rid of all the cows, and then you got these grasslands.
Nobody's turning the grass into protein. Yeah.
Yeah, and this thing burns out here. Jesus. You know, I don't know. Better be close to big river or something.
That's it. Are you put a sprinkler on your house like RFK Jr. did? He put sprinklers on his house. Everybody else's house on his street burned down except his.
Well, they definitely keep me busy trying to figure out all the survival, how to survive after all their attacks from different vectors. And then this Bill Gates has been involved with it, that stuff for a long time. It's like, oh, we're going to block out the sun. Well, hell, I got no trespassing signs on my property. And it's like, oh, so you can just come in here and block the sun off my land? And it's like, why hasn't this guy been arrested?
Don, it's legal if they call it an experiment. You see, they can go, we're running experiments for 50 years to block out the sun. Because we don't know if we can do it yet, but we're going to try for 50 years, and that's what makes it legal, because we call it an experiment.
What do they call that stuff? PB? It stands for lead, I think. I'd like to do some experiment with some lead sometimes.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Or somebody. You know, the government is like, hey, we got all these jets. Why not use them? You know, I don't know what they do with these people, but it's like they definitely ought to be hauled up and charged. And like, we'll get to you like we got to those J6ers, you know, those evil bastard grandmas in there reading the Bible or something.
You know, I didn't notice it taking months and months and months to arrest J6ers. In fact, the first day Biden got into office, they started arresting people. They were all ready to go. And they knew, knew they had the court system in their favor, that D.C. court system. They knew exactly. They knew the pipeline. They knew how they were going to make it run. So now, when Trump's people get in charge and they're running, they're like, oh, we can maybe bring people to trial too. Oh, no, you can't bring Comey to trial. We don't like the lawyer you used, you know.
Lawyer Howell, or a judge, I think, Howell.
Yeah.
Trump can't arrest illegals in D.C.
Right.
Without a warrant coming through her or what.
It's not a warranting crime. It's like, this is a mandate. It's time to go. Your crime was, you've already committed your crime by being in the country illegally. That's your crime.
Arrest that judge, throw in jail, no hearings or nothing. You're just in there until you've been interfering with a...
We put him in confinement. Put him in confinement. That's what we have to do.
But, you do a great job on covering all these complicated issues, and that's why I listen.
Well, thank you, Don. Appreciate it. And you're also a user of our products. Appreciate that as well. I'm going to let you go. It was a great call. Great call from Don in Oklahoma. We got about 5 minutes left. We can at least get to one more call. Let's go to Lester in West Virginia. Let's talk about the Podesta plan, possible false flag. Do you have information, or are you just opining on this? Lester?
I'm just saying, go ahead, Rob. I'm here.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, bud? Last time we spoke, you mentioned you went to college here. Now, let me guess which college. You've been a fine broadcaster. You went to Marshall University.
Incorrect.
Oh, you're a WVU guy.
I'm a WVU guy.
Okay. I put two and two together because, you know, Marshall's got one of the better broadcasting schools on the East Coast. And, you know, I'm a school broadcaster. I've been broadcasting since I had to have an FCC license.
Right.
I don't know if you remember that. The little yellow card.
I don't have an FCC license myself, but yes, I know about them. Go ahead, Lester.
Yes. Anyway, about the Podesta plan. I had some questions. I can see some things that Alex has been talking about really unfolding between my eyes. I mean, like at first I thought it was a conspiracy, but then I'm thinking, wow, this is happening. This is happening. So what do you think the next thing will be? Do you think the next false flag will be like this rock that we got twirling around in outer space? They saying it could be some kind of alien false flag type of thing? Do you think it could be something like that, Rob? What are false flags we can look for?
I think what they're trying to do now is to get Pete Hegseth and Trump to react about what the Seditious Six was doing. And because they said, oh, you know, Trump goes, well, people that are, you know, treasonous deserve death. And they go, oh, Trump's calling to kill Senator Kelly. And Trump wants to kill these people. And I, in fact, I got Stuart Rhodes coming in the third hour to talk about this very fact, which is why I haven't really talked about it too much. But we're also going to talk about the bombing of the drug boats because they're trying to get Hegseth on that. And they're like, well, will Hegseth call in court-martial Senator Kelly? Because he's the actual, you know, he's still in, you know, he's retired, but they could call him back in and court-martial him for the statements he made. And, you know, basically what Stewart's going to come on and say is, look, he was making the same statements that we're not going to follow illegal orders. He started a whole organization about not following illegal orders in terms of, you know, I think what the Oath Keepers were more worried about was door-to-door gun confiscation. But there were other, you know, there's other illegal orders, detaining people, you know, without due process, detaining American citizens. And they're like, well, everybody deserves due process. Well, see, these people that have been here for years and years and years have had due process. And they're not either sticking with their plan or we're just ending the plan that brought them here. And see, we're allowed to do that as a country. We're allowed to go, hey, sorry, folks, park's closed, right? From vacation. They go to Wally World. Sorry, folks, park's closed. That's what's it. The Park of America is closed. You're going back home. You've sucked enough off the system. You've seen what the system is. We've given you the chance to go home, and you're not going home. Now we're going to send you home. Sorry. That's the way it is. So in terms of, I think the next step is they're trying to goad Trump into doing something against Kelly. Kelly's, you know, kind of laying himself there on the cross. There you go. Look at the guys. Pull it right up. Sorry, folks. Park's closed. But they want to nail Kelly. You know, they want Kelly to be nailed to the cross so then they can go, oh, victim, 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 victim. At the same time, they're going after Hegseth with, oh, you shot a drug boat twice with two missiles. Those people weren't a threat to us anymore. The job is to go get rid of the drug boats. These guys aren't fishermen. I don't see any nets. Okay, they call square groupers, you know, those big bundles of cocaine. Well, these are round barrel groupers that they have. Okay. They're in international water. What's the problem? Oh, we don't know who they were. Well, you know, no one said a goddamn thing when our government was literally killing American citizens with drones without a trial or due process. Oh, well, it's different. Dimtards can break the law. Let's look at Senator Obama Defense Secretary, who's also head of the CIA, Leon Panetta. He signed an intel letter about the Hunter laptop. He accuses Pete Hegseth of a war crime. So this is Leon Panetta, okay? And when was Leon Panetta working for the government? Well, he was in the CIA from 2009 to 2011. Well, I'm going to finish this when we get back. Thanks for your call, Lester. You brought me on to another subject. We'll be covering it right after the break.
My fellow InfoWarriors, we are having right now, in late November into early December, the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. That's in 28 years. You know why? It's the InfoWars closing mega blowout sale. And some would say, well, the bad guys are about to take it over. Why should we support it? There's not even enough money in here to keep us running until they have the state auction, or they're saying mid-December to early January. And here's the catch. If they have a real auction and allow good guys to come in and bid, well, then we'll just continue on. I just won't be the owner. But you already saw the federal auction that even the judge said was a fraud and wasn't real to The Onion and Bloomberg and the Democrats. And so because they're the plaintiffs and they control what's happening through the state court judge that ran the original show trial on us, I'm not holding my breath. I mean, barring a miracle, they're going to, you know, auction it to themselves for $1 or whatever, and then this place shuts down. We've got the Alex Jones Network, our great sponsor, Bigly. But I'll tell you this. We'll shut down for sure if funds don't come in to InfoWarsStore.com. Because remember last year when The Onion, this time last November, announced they owned us, sales went down over 75% and have stayed like that because people were like, well, we're not going to give them money. But of course, the judge ruled they didn't buy it. And of course, The Onion says now they intend to try to bid and get it again.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
But regardless, it doesn't matter. Our tank is on zero, basically. Okay, we're on E. This is just enough money coming in with the products we have to pay the payroll, to keep the lights on, and to operate to see if this final Hail Mary shot with the state auction works and if good guys are actually allowed to buy it. So remember, the plaintiffs have said they don't want money, they want us off the air. So I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go right to the line here. And this is the biggest sale. You ever heard us say 75% off? That's right. And the products we have are products with great manufacturers, supplement makers that love us and have been giving it to us on spec. So this is all fresh, ladies and gentlemen. We've been in bankruptcy. We've not been able to buy new product. But with this system, we have the product on hand, ready to ship to you, and you're guaranteed to get it. So take action right now. Emergency fundraiser. Last chance to save up to 75% at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the very strongest, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, the highest quality, incredible, 40% off. Prebiotic Fiber, 75% off. Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever. It works incredibly. This is a product that I came out with top designers. Final run of that available. Pain MD, 60% off. Nitric Boost, a fan favorite. Dr. Judy Mikovits loves it. Cleans out the heart. So do the cardiovascular. Spike protein detoxer, and men have a great effect, let's just say, in the man department with it. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Plus, great deals on books, DVDs, shirts, hoodies, and other items at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is probably the last run. These are collectible items. It's history. Help us fight right up to the end, never giving up, and trusting in God for a miracle if that's God's will. But God works through you, so take action, which is probably the last time you can, here in the next month at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away.
And if you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
The money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
Take him out.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, we are back. Second half of the second hour. And I was just getting into an article of this puffy-faced buffoon, Leon Panetta, former CIA head, former defense secretary who accused Pete Hegseth of a war crime. See, that's what I was saying. That's the two-pronged attack, trying to get Trump to go after these senators and congressmen for, you know, putting a script together saying no one should follow any orders from the president or illegal orders. And then they're asked, well, what are the illegal orders? And they go, well, he hasn't done it yet, just in case he does it. Okay. Just in case. But here's Panetta, who he signed the letter and he accuses Pete Hegseth of a war crime. Well, Panetta was the Secretary of Defense from, and he was confirmed in June 2011, and he was there till February 2013. What happened during that time? What happened? What happened? Well, here's what he presided over. Al-Qaeda's YouTube preacher is killed in Yemen. Yeah, that's Anwar al-Awlaki. Yes, that's right. The Anwar al-Awlaki that dined at the Pentagon right before 9/11. The Anwar al-Awlaki that was killed in a drone strike in Yemen, without due process, an American citizen killed without due process. Now, back then, we didn't care about giving due process to Al-Qaeda because it's Al-Qaeda. They also killed his nephew, who was 16. So not only killed an American citizen, they ended up killing four American citizens over this time period. But they killed a minor. And, you know, he was also in communication with the Fort Hood shooter, Malik Hassan. They said he was like the theocratic leader of Al-Qaeda. But no, let's not bring him in and see who he's working with. No. Let's just drone him. So that was under Leon Panetta's tenure. And that's okay. And here's clip 23, Adam Smith talking about people on a boat carrying cocaine are not a direct threat to the lives of our service men and women in America. This is the Dimtar talking point right here. Here it is.
Was this self-defense, and how do the rules of international waters play into whether this was a war crime?
Yeah, in my opinion, no. This is not self-defense. And no matter where you do the strike, if it's not self-defense, then it's illegal. And look, I have a lot of sympathy for the general idea that when we send our service members out into combat, they got some very difficult decisions to make. When you look at what was going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, and you're stopping someone, do they have a gun? Do they have a suicide vest? Are they a threat? When you're in the middle of an insurgency with roadside bombs and car bombs and all of that, even in the aftermath of the Afghanistan pullout, when we had that suicide bomber kill 13 service members and hundreds of people in Kabul, and we did that strike against a car that we thought was a threat that turned out not to be a threat, I have some sympathy for that. But people on a boat in the middle of the Caribbean carrying cocaine are not a direct threat to the lives of our service members or Americans.
He's right. It's a direct threat to the drug money they launder. That's where the direct threat is. So the bankers that probably fund this guy, that's where the direct threat is. It's to our money supply. And, you know, here's a little meme put out. Here's Obama droning the little kid. And he's a hero. Oh, going after a boat of drugs? Oh, that's a war crime. So same technology. That's what we get. All right, let's go to Bregan in Wisconsin. Let's talk about vaccine inserts. We were just talking about those, and I got some RFK Jr. vaccine news as well. I need to get to this segment, but go ahead, Bregan.
Hey, Rabdu. My ex-girlfriend used to laugh because sometimes I would have the same green sport coat and purple tie on when you were on air. So that was funny. And thank Alex for getting me broken up with her. Anyway, I have, you know, when people argue at Thanksgiving, a lot of times it's political. And ours is four MDs in the family. And guess who all have the flu at Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. All four MDs who took the flu shot.
Exactly. And I wanted to try and get the mRNA insert, and every pharmacy that I went to gave me something that was basically blank. It just says, refer to the CDC. Well, what do you mean? If I'm supposed to get the shot today, supposedly, or whatever, give me an insert so I can just sit in your little Walgreens lobby and read it. And they will not give me anything. I asked for the seasonal flu shot insert, yeah. Could not get it. So could you rip through the ones that you, how did you attain those? Because I would love to have them.
Well, see, back in the day before everybody was awakened, you know, to what was going on in COVID, you could go into the doctor's office and literally argue with your doctor about whether to give your kid vaccines or not. And the doctor would still see you. They hadn't been told, hey, you could fire your patient. So I was able to get all these. These are all acquired in the year 2005. And
no, I've been with you since then. I printed out articles from InfoWars and in the waiting room, which of course you're supposed to be there early or whatever.
Right.
Well, I'd get annoyed and I'd stick them in the People magazines and then Newsweek magazine.
Oh, you stick an InfoWars article in there?
I put them all over the place. I used to have a restaurant, and I put them on the walls, glue them to the walls, and guess what? People would, you know, knife the wall and stuff like that. In Madison, Wisconsin, they don't really like Alex Jones all that much.
No, so. They don't. And they talk in weird, long, coded sentences. I met some people from Madison one time. We were interviewing people there, and I definitely found a DEI student who was like firmly entrenched in DEI, and she's giving me these long explanations for things that should have been like an easy, like 3-word answer. And, you know, because they don't want to really explain what they're really feeling. But hey, since you mentioned the flu shot, once again, line 13, this is for the flu zone vaccine on section 13, carcinogenic, mutagenic, impairment of fertility. It's not been evaluated for any of those. Yet they want you to take it every year. Okay, so the flu shot, you got to take it every year, but we never tested to see if it causes cancer. We don't know. But we're just going to, and we don't know if it hurts pregnant women, so we tell pregnant women to get it, and nursing mothers.
Actually, you folks offered me a job down in Austin, and I thought about it long and hard, and you know what? I cannot handle your Texas heat.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. We finally got a little bit of respite from the heat for I think a month and a half we'll have a respite. But thanks for calling, Bregan. Appreciate it. Glad we could show you those vaccine inserts. But yeah, that's how you got them. You have to literally strong arm the doctor to get these. And it's probably impossible because they've been told, listen, people are figuring out what's going on. We can't just keep giving them this information. They're starting to put two and two together, and they're not coming up with six. They're coming up with four. We got to stop them. All right, let's go to Bart in Georgia. Go ahead, Bart.
Yeah, sir. This Jacob Fry reminds me of this Mark Kelly and all his high treason six, not sedition six. MK Ultra mind control, and I believe the Afghan shooter, how obvious is it that he was under MK Ultra mind control under Biden, came in here and he pops a couple people, kills them. I believe this Jacob Fry is trying to trigger the Somalis that are under MK Ultra mind control. And guess what's coming up, bro? Christmas. We need to be on the guard for Christmas. They're going to start running people over, shooting, stabbing, raping, you name it. They're going to do it if we don't get on top of it.
The Somali Christmas Massacre. Thank you, Bart.
Right.
Yeah, I can see it happening. It's wherever it seems to be wherever like the attention starts to go, you know. And it was with the National Guard walking around the streets of D.C. So we got a guy who used to work with the CIA suddenly drives cross country, and shoots two people with his pistol. I mean, amazing. What are the odds? He's going to drive all the way to D.C. There's National Guard in Portland. There's National Guard. We're going to go to D.C., the nation's capital, to basically send a message to Trump. And that's from the CIA going, hey, we can get you anytime we want. Anytime we want. So, all right, let's go to Chad in Minnesota. Thanks for your call, Bart. Chad, how you doing?
Doing well, Rob. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things before I get to the main topic that I was calling in about Ralph Baric. Are you aware that his lab in UNC was behind remdesivir?
Oh, I didn't know that. He was behind remdesivir. Oh, okay. So the thing that shuts down your kidneys. Kills 30% of the people who take it. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Minor side effect. Yeah,
there's an article on Gillian's School of Global Public Health, which is UNC, and it describes the process and everything that went in on that or that occurred there. And then he's also, it's interesting, he also has a tie-in with a company that's called Ready, and they develop rapidly emerging antiviral drug development, drugs, that sort of thing. So he's in there, and Richard Burr, the former congressman, is there, and there. I mean, that's still operating. So you have individuals there. And then also, I wanted to talk about the tick. You had mentioned EcoHealth. That tick disease that they're studying. I mean, that's under EcoHealth. alliance. They're the, what is it, CCH? I forget exactly what it's called that they're studying. The one that causes all the issues
with the meat
for cattle.
Yeah. The alpha gal. Yeah. Oh, what?
CCHF.
Are we surprised it's the same people every time? So it's not a giant group of people, but it's like, oh, we can't go after these people. They're ingrained in the government. Ralph Barrick works at a university, so we can't ask him questions. We can't go stick a microphone in his face. We can't have, 120 retired generals sign a letter saying, go after this guy. No.
Yeah, and it leads me to what I called in about in this intelligence operation that feels like it's never going to end. And whether or not you're in on the team that's ahead of everything or not, we need to have that captured. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel that the current administration has that captured. So if that's still operating, I mean, not too long ago, I think it was in March, General Flynn on Alex Jones' show had indicated that there were deep state marauders that were caught discussing assassinations of Alex and others. What is that? I mean, that, like, there are people that are operating that are openly discussing assassinations, and we all know that we have tools through the NSA that can implicate these individuals, and we know why they're not, because they have too much pull, too much power. They're pulling all the strings, and it's getting to the point where it's like we're at this precipice where we can't say anything and go, okay, we're going to be blackpilled. No, we're not blackpilled. We're just worried about what's coming, and that's going to happen very soon. And if we don't get ahead of this, this is what I feel like it's going to be. When Patrick Byrne and General Flynn went to the White House right at the end of President Trump's last term, those were dark days, and it started to become, and I'm not trying to doom and gloom. I'm just saying, let's prevent another one of those situations where we're basically the clock's running out and we don't have anything. And then these individuals, again, because they're all ahead of us through the CIA, the FBI, there are tools within that we can go after judges, and
they're not doing it.
Ivan Raiklin.
Yeah.
Ivan Raiklin, he called it the DMV, DC, Maryland, and Virginia. You have two current CIA representatives in Congress, and it's funny, those two individuals are both involved in what recently came out.
Yeah.
Elisa Slotkin and Abigail Spanberger, who's going to be put in as the governor. And Ivan, there needs to be special government employees that get put in for 120 days and they don't worry about anything. Like Ivan said, I'll just go to work.
Yeah.
I'll ignore the noise and I'll go to work and take care of these individuals. And you've got,
well, we don't want to ruffle any feathers though. We don't want to break decorum. That's what we're worried about, breaking decorum. Oh, we don't want to make anybody feel bad. No, basically what it is these agencies in DC in general is a low vibration area. You go there, it feels different. Even when Trump was there, the first administration, there was some optimism, but there is it's like the low vibration, it kind of receded to the shadows. And then they realized, oh, all we have to do is slow walk everything. And we can just basically all we have to do is run the clock. And that's what they're doing now. So the same thing, what's Ratcliffe doing? I don't know. What's Cash Patel doing? I don't know. I mean, I read a report of the report that was put out by the people who don't like Cash Patel, and they're trying to make him look bad. But they are saying the culture has changed a little bit, but is it going to change enough? And it's going to take more than 4 years, and it's going to take a generation to change what is done. You know, when the Jenga tower falls, it falls really quickly. It takes you a long time to get to that Jenga tower to build it. Okay. But all it takes is one piece to be removed for it to fall over. Well, the Jenga tower's fallen over many times, and we're still looking at the rubble going, what do we do with all this rubble, instead of just like starting to clean it up? So that's the problem. People,
I say one last thing.
Sure. Go ahead.
Bill Binney. Are you aware of Bill Binney?
Yeah.
William Binney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know he's been out for a while. Thin Thread is the program that he developed while in the NSA, correct? He designed it through a group of individuals that were separated, and they developed that program, which, according to Bill, was taken by Israel back in, I think, around the late 90s, 2000. And it's been captured by other governments. But what he has been explaining lately is that if you can get that system or something, you know, along those lines implemented back in, all this stuff can be prevented. All of it. All of the, okay, somebody's, you know, heading from Washington out to D.C. You've got drugs that are in containers. You can find this stuff. And again, I'm going back to the intelligence. What intelligence is being given that is preventing all this? And is it tied in with just how the government, I mean, there's 1.5 NGOs that are estimated in the United States. 1.5 million NGOs?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and this stuff is just like, and the way he explains it is like, you ignore the noise and you just go in, and it's as simple as just putting the things which he designed. And he, I mean, obviously he said he could have prevented 9/11 had they had the,
had they used them. Yeah. Know. Well,
yeah,
but
so
see,
I
all
just,
those
I
things are done on purpose
like
though. Those things are done on purpose. So these guys developed it basically to develop it, just to give it to the Israelis. And, you know, what are you going to do when you have a team on your team, say your soccer team, you got 11 people out there. Six of them are trying to make you lose because they've been paid off. You can't win. You can't win if you had three people that wanted to lose, especially if one of them's your goalie. Okay? All you have to do is get a few key positions and compromise them, and that's it. And that's what's going on. Everybody's compromised. Even people that go in with good intentions get compromised through various means, through international country stars, whatever it may be. Thanks for your call, Chad. Let's see. I have time to get through all this. Yeah, let's go ahead and finish this RFK, the vaccine stuff with RFK. So they're basically going to get rid of the Hep B vaccine off the childhood the childhood schedule. Let's go to clip 11 real quick. This is Cali Means. I think it's Cali Means. It's one of the Means brother sister group talking about what goes on and why we really need a hepatitis B vaccine. Here it is.
A child born in a hospital in the United States today, within hours of coming from source into this, you know, into this body, the first thing that happens to them is pharmaceutical intervention. Without really asking, you know, I mean, there's barely informed consent about this. That child's eyes are smeared with erythromycin ointment, and they're given a hepatitis B vaccine in their first day of life. And the Hep B vaccine is for hepatitis B, which is a sexually transmitted disease and IV drug user disease, of course, which babies are not going to be exposed to. And yet every single baby in America is getting the intervention. So from the literally the day we are born,
why?
We're on this treadmill.
So, I mean, why not test the pregnant mother for those?
They do.
Okay, so
they give it to the women who, even if they have tested negative,
which
they
should
give
be
it to
the overwhelming majority.
Absolutely.
So I don't understand, why would you treat a child on his first day of life?
Why would they be doing that? Well, because they want to compromise your kid's immune system and give them autism, make them stupid, make them a lifelong patient of the big pharma complex. Now they say, well, there's been all these trials for the Hep B vaccine. It's been proven safe and effective. Well, here's Aaron Seary over at the High Wire with Dell Bigtree explaining how those studies really went. Here it is. 12.
If you want to know whether or not there truly was a placebo-controlled trial to license any routine injected child vaccine, you'll find the answer on this chart. And not only the answer to the currently licensed vaccine, but any vaccine used as a control to license a currently licensed vaccine.
So if it was tested against an earlier vaccine, we also go what that vaccine was tested against.
There are two licensed hepatitis B vaccines, okay?
Yeah.
Two. A child on the first day of life will only get one of these two shots. In the clinical trials to license them, there was no control group. There was none.
None. Zero.
There was none. to license these for children, there was no control group. There is no vaccine that was licensed before these for routine administration to children.
Okay, these two, I mean, these are first products of their kind for children. So they didn't even test, they just tested against nothing.
Right.
They just tested themselves for five days, 4 days.
The old vaccine, there was a vaccine in license in 1981. Recombax HPV was 86, I believe, and I believe Engerix-B was 89. And those, the old plasma one literally used human blood to make the vaccine. It from Hep B chronic carriers, adults at high risk, and then also newborn babies born to Hep B positive mothers. And that was all. But that trial did not validate its safety.
There it is. So not even a control group in these vaccines. So, yeah, RFK Jr. is going to get rid of the Hep B vaccine. There's a panel going to vote on it very soon whether to get rid of it. Hopefully they do it, because why are we giving kids this shot when they don't have hepatitis B, the mother doesn't have hepatitis B, and the only way you get it is from sexual contact or a blood transfusion? Makes you wonder what's in the blood transfusions out there. Woo! All right, let's go. Sean, mailman, you got a minute 30. Go ahead.
Hey, Rob, good morning.
Good morning.
Wake up every day, two shots or two droppers of the methylene blue, first thing with the creatine, the Optimum Human, and the bovine. And then right around 1 o'clock, about halfway through my day or so, I do two more drops of the blue. And I tell you, man, it's definitely life-changing. Definitely, you know, keeps me away from the energy drinks. And absolutely love it. I appreciate the commercial, the shout-out from Alex. You guys had the little video of the mailman putting the mail in the mailbox.
Yeah.
I think that was about me.
It definitely was.
I appreciate that. I'm sure you might have had something to do with that. You're a genius with those videos and those compilations you put together.
Appreciate that. Yeah. I took one of the methylene blue pills this morning. I do a pill every other day, and I just find that the clear thinking is, to me, the biggest thing that I've felt on methylene blue. It's clear thinking. It's like, I'm not foggy. I mean, is that how you feel?
Actually, I have to wear glasses to see far distances. And I find when I take the blue, it doesn't cure my blurriness, but it definitely helps out.
Interesting. All right, we'll be right back. Third hour coming up. Thanks for the call, Sean.
We're here, folks. I mean, this is it.
Unrestricted warfare is without bounds. That is what we are in the midst of right now, and everybody needs to understand that.
There's one variable in this fight. It's you. Do you share the articles, the videos, the reports? Do you download the free app and share it? Do you buy the products? I mean, you're crazy. Literally. Do you think I tell you bovine colostrum, great skin, great hair, great libido, so we got the best? Did I just say that? Think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't work? You think I tell you ultramethylene blue is incredible game changer? Be careful with it. It's really strong. You think I'm just saying Irish sea moss is great and does all these amazing things? No. You hear the callers. It changes their lives. My information is cutting edge because I don't want to be the liar. I want to be the guy that's right. I enjoy it. I don't lie about freedom and people and things that matter. I cannot do it. And I'm telling you, our products are kick freaking ass. The biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want. That's why it's different. Normally it's buy one, get one free, the same thing. You can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. These are expensive supplements. We have the best, the strongest, the turmeric, all of it. It is the best. Energize me. I am in total commitment against these people. I am waging war against the most disgusting filth ever. And all I ask for is that you empower me in this war. TheAlexShowStore.com.
This hat and sweatshirt were the perfect gift. Thanks.
This is an important message from InfoWars. Stay informed, stay free.
Hey, thanks. I love my new InfoWars shirt, bro.
My new InfoWars gear keeps all the globalists and goblins away.
Black on black, murdered out shirt. Love it.
I love my new sweatshirt. And this methylene blue really rocks.
report.